By signing the Kyoto Protocol, Canada will be expected to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 6% below 1990 levels. It predicts the plan will slow Canadian economic growth by up to 2% over the next decade. And it's attempting to spread that cost equally across the provinces. Environment Minister David Anderson says this will achieve Canada's goals without harming the existing economy.
We can reduce harmful emissions, and we can encourage innovation while at the same time sustaining economic growth.
The Environment Minister plans to get feedback on the proposals at meetings being held across the country this summer. Officials hope to have a final agreement in place by late fall. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.